Good morning to you. I'm Ellen Speer, and you're listening to Morning Drive on WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio. We're going to be talking about learning this morning. I have two folks from MCLA in North Adams today. Amy Shapiro, who is the program coordinator for the MBA program there. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. And we have Dr. Josh Mendel, who is the chief of staff at MCLA. Thank you all for being here this morning. We appreciate it. So you're in the summer season. There are still students around, I take it?
Yeah. So, Ellen, thank you very much for taking the time with us this morning. We're very excited to share with you the outstanding opportunities that are happening at MCLA, both with our undergrad and our graduate programs. And Amy's going to share the work that she's been doing to really develop and enhance the MBA program. Mm-hmm. We do have students on campus this summer. We have a very robust summer program with both in-person courses as well as online courses that our students are taking. We also have some visiting groups on campus. We have MCLA has a leadership academy. So this is a program for aspiring teachers to want to become assistant principals, principals, and superintendents. There's about 25 of those students that are on campus, and they're working on a very robust curriculum through our very own local educator, Marianne Young, who many people in your listening audience have had a chance to experience as a leader here in the Berkshire education system. And then we host several different rental groups on campus as well throughout the course of the summer. So we're very vibrant right now.
And what are you doing, Amy, in terms of preparation for a new crop of would-be MBAs?
Oh, it's fun right now because we have a lot of interest in the MBA program. They are filling out their application. They're asking all kinds of really good questions about how it can apply to their career goals and their previous skills and how the MBA program can enhance what their future goals are.
Is there anything regional or place specific about an MBA program here at MCLA preparing you to take on that mantle and do that work here in the Berkshires, or are they one size fits all in terms of an MBA program? I'm wondering if there's any opportunity, I guess is the way to put it, for regional differences and things that would make a difference here to work in the Berkshires rather than anywhere else.
Well, I think that speaks to how unique our MBA program is. We're located at the BIC, which is the Berkshire Innovation Center here in Pittsfield, which is a very exciting partnership with us because it's where innovation is happening around the state. It's happening here in the Berkshires. Our MBA program is a general MBA program where individuals can come and put something together that matches their career goals. And there's a lot I want to share about our MBA, our program, which is unique, which is we have professors who are in the field as well as in the business department at MCLA. And with that piece, students are getting kind of leading edge things that are happening. They're also working with people who are from all different sectors in our local community, whether it's for-profit, non-profit, students work for the state, or they're entrepreneurs, and together they are learning from each other. So our graduates, we have 120 alumni since 2010, and most of those people have remained in the Berkshires. So we're adding to the value of the Berkshire economy.
Sure. And it's interesting, you're based in Pittsfield.
Yes.
So you talked about leading edge skills. Talk about what does that mean?
Well, what that means is because our professors are working with innovation and what's new in their industry, they're sharing that information with our students.
And why is innovation so important right now? I think of MBA as you read a balance sheet. What is it really?
I mean, a master's in business administration is looking at what's happening in operations in a business, what's happening in marketing. Marketing right now is digital marketing. So students need to know how to apply digital marketing skills to what their projects are and how that transcends to their current jobs, which you know, face it, it's everybody's doing social media marketing right now. And so we want our students to be on the cutting edge of knowing what those skills are, as well as financial. They're learning how to adapt financial modeling and criteria, different criterias to different projections and choices that they might make, depending on the assumptions and the decisions around a financial decision. And then bringing it all together to be strategic. So we also have a management class, which teaches leadership and management skills. So our students go through 10 different classes over 18 months, focus deeply on different topics. And then our last capstone class is bringing it all together and applying it to something that is incredibly deep and useful for them.
So it's an 18-month program then.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter what your undergrad degree is when you go into an MBA program?
Good question. I mean, we prefer to have somebody with a solid foundation in business, and they might get it from their undergraduate or from their working experience. They may, if they don't and they're in a completely different discipline, they might have life experiences that translate to the different topics within a skill set within an MBA. So what we invite people to do is take a class online for that takes that they do at their own pace that helps them gather up some background if they don't currently have it, so that they can be in a good position to start the program. So we work with a wide variety of disciplines.
So if you come from a sociology degree, you take this
leveling this
course,
yeah,
that gives you the basics that you need to know.
Right.
Tell me a little bit more about the cross-fertilization with the other businesses in the Business Innovation Center in Pittsfield. It seems pretty interesting that right down the street, you've got people that are applying those skills that you're trying to teach. How does that work? Do you cross-fertilize? Do the students work with the other businesses at all? Josh, did you want to jump in?
Yeah, no, we do. We're very, very proud of our partnership with the Berkshire Innovation Center. The Berkshire Innovation Center is bringing new ideas, as Amy said, to the region. They're bringing in entrepreneurs who are doing amazing things that are happening right here in our own backyard. And for us to be on the forefront of that learning opportunities, for our students to be doing research with these entrepreneurs, this is the future of the Berkshires and the Berkshire industries and economic development. We focus primarily, by being the four-year public college of the Berkshires, and especially with the MBA program, on the four critical growth sectors of the region. So health sciences, education, tourism, hospitality, and then also a real strong focus on advanced manufacturing that's happening at the BIC. So our MBA program is lined up in each of those areas to be able to provide young professionals and veteran professionals an opportunity for growth in these future fields that the BIC is generating, Berkshire Health Systems is generating, Interprint is generating into the region.
So is there an opportunity then for students to get out into those businesses a little bit? How does that work, Amy?
Well, I think how our graduates, well, actually not our graduates, people through the program have access to programs at the BIC. So they're invited to attend lectures and workshops and experience the innovation and the cool things that are happening there.
Do they have opportunities to intern while they're mm-hmm. doing their study? How does that work?
If there's interest in an intern, it's something that we can set up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So after those 18 months, is there some assistance then to help place them at some of these companies when they graduate?
There's an opportunity for them to meet people and to start networking. And that's what's nice about our partnership with the BIC, is because there's an opportunity for expanding networks,
mm-hmm.
as well as the students that are in the class.
Seems like networking would be a course in and of itself.
Wouldn't yeah.
How to do that business-wise, don't you think?
But I think that's also why this partnership is great with the
yeah.
BIC, because they have access to, like Josh said, the mm-hmm. businesses that are coming to the BIC for innovation and for mentorship. Our students have access to those different opportunities.
Yeah. What are your hopes for how big the class will be in the fall? Do you want to take that, Josh?
Sure. I'm happy to.
And if you move closer to yeah. your mic when you talk.
So we're constantly looking to expand and grow the MBA program, but really make sure that's suiting the needs of the region and the needs of our employers. So our growth opportunities for the fall, As Amy can go through, is we're still accepting applications, and we're looking to bring in it as a cohort model. So students are working and growing with each other throughout the entire program. So it's not as a one-off class and then they don't see each other. They're actually utilizing each other for support, for assistance. They're balancing their family, their work life at the same time, which is a big challenge and a strategy, as well as bringing in the MBA content into their lives.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I assume that these are working adults sometimes, that they have day jobs or other things that they have to balance as well. How does that all work?
Well, I'm going to go back to your original question, was what's unique about our program in Berkshire County? And this, I think, is really an important feature. Whereas students who are accepted for September, say, they are joining last September's group. So together, they're working. They're in three different, they're in the same three classes through the fall and the first in the spring, and then they split. And the older group goes to their capstone, we call it, which is what brings it all together before they graduate. And the group that starts in September continues on for three classes by themselves as their own group, and then in September they're joined by the new group. And what's they all say how they love this model, because they had just established really good relationships with the older group, and they're in, who have learned more, have gone through some of those other classes, and they're in teams with them. So there's a real juicy mix of information and sharing that's very enriching. And then those students graduate, they're on their own, and they kind of form their own group in who they, that one cohort is. And then in the fall, they're joined by yet a double class that brings in a whole new set of interesting backgrounds, and then they get to be the ones that mentor the new group, because they've already been through half the program.
Yeah. How does the scheduling accommodate the busy lives that everybody has?
Well, we did a lot of research before this model was established, and we continue to hear positive things about this model. Students need that flexibility of doing work at home on their own, fitting it in with their own, you know, family and jobs and volunteer commitments. But yet they really want that personal one-on-one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we have Saturdays. We have five Saturdays each semester, fall and spring, where they come together from 9 to 4, and they work together on projects. They have guest speakers. They are learning content, and they get that that group dynamic. And then they go off and they work on their own or participate in discussions or team projects with their smaller team. So they get that balance of everything. And students who have gone to other schools and have done total hybrid, it felt so lonely. Or they've done full classes with no online, it was just didn't feel right for them. So we hear all the time that this is the right balance. And being in the Berkshires, it's everybody can travel close enough to participate on those Saturdays. We've had people from Boston, from Southern Connecticut, from the Albany area who have traveled in to participate. So you don't have to be a Berkshire County resident to take advantage of this MBA program. People are traveling outside the area.
And what is the entire course load over the 18 months? It sounds more like it's project focused.
It's project focused. It's one class at a time over 7 weeks, and then you move to the next class. So it's very doable for working family, people who have families and community of commitments and full-time jobs. It's really designed for that person to fit it into their lifestyle. And there's no midterms or final exams. It's all project-based, assignment-based, working at your own pace.
So it sounds like you don't have to stand in line to register for class. It's
no.
All a set program. There's no standing in line.
Yeah, it's all online.
And how do the MBA students mingle with the rest of MCLA? Josh, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Be happy to. So one of the pieces that Amy brought up is the fact that the students are coming from a lot of different businesses and industries. And the way that she's designed the program allows students to take the work that they're doing in their particular business and apply it in a class experience. So if a student has a particular project that they're working for with Boyd Technologies, for example, they can bring that project to class and be able to work on it in that space, which educates not only the students, but the professor, and then also helps to bring in new thoughts and ideas on how to solve that project or problem. So that's a really dynamic way that we work with this MBA, to be very flexible and fluid to help the students support their lives.
So this really supports those businesses, too, yeah, by bringing that back.
We've had many students who have used their businesses that they work in as projects, and they get other members of the team to help support that project that they're working on. I've also had students who are on board of directors of nonprofits, and they've used those nonprofit organizations as projects and have done tremendous work on advancing the major problems in that nonprofit to move forward.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it sounds too, is there opportunity for an employer to get involved in tuition so that it's not all sitting on a student's plate? How does that work?
We have several corporate companies that have tuition reimbursement programs, and which is professional development for their employees.
And how do students find that out, or prospective students, whether a program like that exists in their business?
They would talk with probably their HR department.
And where are we now? Are we in the, if somebody listening to this has a question, says, oh, that sounds interesting, I'd like a little more, how do they engage with the school?
Well, I can say on July 31st, we have an MBA information session. So they can go to our website, MCLA MBA, and see the information link, and then click on that, register, and they can join us for listening to the overview and get some of their questions answered. We also have a drop-in session that's virtual on Thursday, August 14th. At 5:30. So, and we're always available to answer any questions. So even if they can't make that information session, they can still reach out to us.
And is there a deadline of sorts for people to register for the program?
We'd like to say that there's an August 1st deadline, but we can extend that to like the 15th. But if somebody's really interested and just has questions, or they should just contact us. And they can contact me at amy.shapiro@mcla.edu.
And is there an opportunity for students in the MBA program, if they want to and if they want to travel or however that is, to take other courses at MCLA that may be tangentially related, Josh?
Sure. So within the MBA program, we also have our robust graduate school, which has a master's in education as well. And we're currently accepting applications for the fall semester and the spring semester for students who might be thinking about going back to school. The master's in education is really robust. There's opportunities to do classes in person and online for initial licensure or secondary licensure. We also work very closely right now. There's several teachers within the region that are on emergency licensure as a result of COVID. So these are teachers who are able to enter into the public school systems without having a certification yet, but they had professional experience within their field, with the opportunity that they will get their licensure within the near future. So we're working very closely hand in hand to help the school district support those very strong teachers that are looking to get the proper credentials to be able to teach right now. In addition, we have a very robust undergraduate program, and Amy also teaches in our undergraduate business department. So within our business department, students have the opportunities to do internships, to do specialty and unique projects that are happening here in Berkshire County, and then potentially roll into the MBA program.
So you can really move fluidly from one to the other. Are there certain kinds of other majors that you find, or interests, that make a particularly good MBA prospect, some out of left field that seems to bring a new creativity to it?
Well, what's interesting is students who are on the CPA track, they need so many credits.
CPA being?
To be a certified public accountant.
Okay.
They need so many credits for that test that they have to take. So they would take our MBA program to get those credits out of the way. And what's great is that it prepares them for working with businesses and for running their own CPA firm, if that's what they choose to do. Mm-hmm. Some of, to answer your other another sector is, are really are people who are looking to advance their skills. Like we have middle managers that would like to become upper management. And so they are taking the MBA program because they want to become more strategic. They want to develop more skills in their toolbox so that they can really move ahead.
So I'm still not quite understanding, if you've got a full-time job or near full-time, how, you know, what's a day look like for somebody in this program? When are the classes it could be versus being at your job or being in a classroom?
I think what their typical week would look like is that they would do their day job and then would have reading at night, maybe reflecting on a discussion topic, working through an idea, and then every 2 weeks they would have a Saturday where they would work in person with the group as well as the professor, and then go off and kind of go deeper and have another assignment, do more reading, have another discussion. And they would do that for 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. This is a very affordable program when you compare the price with other MBA programs.
And again, if you're not employed full time and mm-hmm. you want to be a student, mm-hmm. Is there an opportunity to be there all day or be there for parts of the day, or it's self-guided study?
It's self-guided.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for the MBA program, it's self-guided. And for the undergrad program, there's definitely opportunities for someone to come back to school and work through a particular major with their professors.
So, like, what would be good preparatory for the MBA program if somebody's looking and thinking about undergrad for the fall, but they know they want an MBA someday?
Yeah.
What should they be thinking about in terms of registering for now for the fall?
Sure. So we'd be happy to work with that student through our admissions process. We have admissions counselors that are very, very dynamic, and we'll sit down with the student and help them understand what is the pathway and the course pathways to be able to be earn your bachelor's degree and then enter into the MBA program. We have opportunities so they can sit down with an advisor, for example, in the business program, so they can see the courses they would take each semester and how long it would take to be able to complete the program, and then the steps to take to transition into Amy's MBA program. Mm-hmm. So we work very closely individually with each student to make sure we understand what their goals are, some of their hopes for the future, maybe a business or industry that they're leading into, or maybe they already have experience in and they want to level up, to be able to meet their needs and maybe make sure that they're taking the right courses at the right times.
What do you mean by level up?
So as Amy said, this might be a middle level manager who has an opportunity, if they had the MBA credential, to be able to get a pay raise, to be able to have a promotion, to be able to become the leader of their industry or company someday.
Mm-hmm. So is there an advantage? There must be some extra support that one gets with MCLA being a state school from Massachusetts. Is there some advantage there here that you can tell us about, that the state provides some support for education through the school?
Sure, absolutely. We're very fortunate to be in Massachusetts, one of the leaders in education right now. So being a public four-year college, our tuition rates are low. And to be able to make sure that there is accessibility and opportunity for our students to be able to continue their education. The same thing with the MBA program. As Amy was stating, the tuition is very low for the MBA program. To be able to allow these businesses to have this feeder network to build young professionals or veteran professionals to be able to lead their businesses and industries.
Is there such thing as a sticker price, or does that really depend on who you are and how you're coming and what kinds of things you're eligible for?
Sure. So it depends on your background situation. We have outstanding financial aid counselors that will sit with each student and their families for our undergraduate programs to understand what the cost of attendance is, but then also what are those scholarships? What are those financial aid packages that they're going to be available for? And with the MBA program, it is a little bit different. There is kind of a set price that they work with, but as you said and Amy said before, there's ways to work with our human resource offices. Some companies and businesses will help pay the cost of tuition or offset the cost of tuition in different ways. So again, we pride ourselves on being small in the opportunity to have that personal contact with not just our professors like Amy, but also with our administration and our staff, and especially in this case, those who are thinking about going on to college for can they financially afford it? And so we have the counselors that can help them with that.
And I know it's an unsettling time, let's put it that way, in terms of understanding what federal supports are available, because they seem to change hourly. How do you all navigate that with the state and with what's happening federally? Because I hear a lot of angst about, what can I do? I don't know what's going to be next.
Sure. So we look very, very closely. Whenever there becomes a challenge, there's also an opportunity in hand. So it allows us an opportunity to really look at our programs and how can we really market them, to grow them, to experience them, and to showcase that we are very affordable and we have the opportunity for students to work right here in their own backyard on their educational opportunities, to transfer out of amazing programs at Berkshire Community College, to come into MCLA and earn their degrees. So yes, it is a challenging time in the federal government, and we're looking very, very closely at our programs that receive federal funding to make sure that we have backup plans and make sure that we have those opportunities to that our students are going to be supported. So, but like I said, whenever there's a challenge, there's also an opportunity hand in hand, and that's where it's allowing us to be really creative and dynamic in how we're working with our students.
So what would you say to a prospective student who's feeling a little sand shifting under their feet financially? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, so if someone's considering the MBA program or even our undergraduate program, we would have them contact our admissions office to start the process, and then our admissions counselors will be able to put them in touch with the right people that can help support them. So it could be Amy in the MBA program, who can sit down with each student to understand their backgrounds, their experiences, and what the next steps going forward are going to be, so they feel strongly supported. It could be an undergraduate student who maybe just completed high school and are thinking about starting college in the fall. Maybe they committed to another institution, but now are having some different thoughts and changes. That's the beauty about being at MCLA. We're rolling admissions, so we're accepting students right up until basically the end of August before classes start, to be able to help them with transitions. And with that admissions counselor, if a student or their families are having concerns about finances, they'll sit down with a financial aid counselor and review it to make sure that this is the best step for them and for their families financially as well.
Mm-hmm. And since, again, you're so embedded in the local community here, you're not the castle on the hill, do the local banks get involved in any way, and can they be helpful?
So there's quite a few, you can certainly expand, quite a few students that are receiving benefits from the local banks that are in the MBA program right now.
We have undergrads who are employees at these local banks. They've hired many of our undergrads. So they're getting internships there, and they're getting jobs.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of loans or help with tuition?
Oh, sure. Just one piece to go back to real quick is, because of the critical need for employee opportunities within our banking system here in the Berkshires, we worked closely to understand their needs for employees and have built a concentration within our undergraduate business program in finance. So, yeah, so that works out really well for our bankers who are either working very closely with to grow their own tellers that move on to their leadership to potentially bring in students from outside the area, but also for us to be able to have a core group of students that are primed and ready to go once they receive their bachelor's or their MBA to enter into the banking world. Now, keep in mind, Ellen, we are one of the only institutions in the Berkshires that are bringing students from outside the region in, and they're falling in love with the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. They want to stay, and we're providing them as many opportunities as they can for part-time work, full-time positions, internships, summer jobs, and we expose them to many of our local employers that are going to help them continue to grow and flourish. Whether it's internship programs with General Dynamics, having students work at Boyd Technologies, our local banking systems, our restaurants, but we do bring in over 60% of our students are from outside the region that want to be here, that want to study, that want to live in the vibrant cultural and outdoor rich opportunities that are here.
It's a great place, and we all know it. We're going to take a short break. I'm Ellen Speer. I've been speaking with Amy Shapiro and Josh Mandel of MCLA. We've been talking about their MBA program, how you can get involved, how you can sign up, and how you can get involved with the other classes at MCLA as well. So hold on. Be right back. We'll be back in a minute with more Morning Drive.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Do you need mental health or addiction services today? MassHealth clients in crisis now have access to same-day treatment at the Breen Center's new Community Behavioral Health Center and quicker access to urgent and routine mental health and addiction services. Please call 800-252-0227 for more information or visit our website at breencenter.org. Thank you.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm Ellen Speer here in the studio with two folks from MCLA to talk about their MBA program and the other things that MCLA offers to all of us here in the Berkshires, Amy Shapiro and Josh Mendel. We were talking about how the program is organized and how it's really great for adults as well as college-age students and the way it's put together. You also talked about assessing employer needs. Could you talk a little bit about how you do that?
Oh, absolutely. So thank you again, Ellen, for having us this morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you today and to share more about the amazing opportunities that are happening at the Public Four-Year College of the Berkshires, MCLA. Talking about how we assess the needs for our MBA program, the college is really embedded in a lot of the community groups and organizations. The Berkshire Business Roundtable, for example, the Regional Employment Board. So we're constantly working with business leaders and the industry leaders that are in the area, and they're telling us what they need. And it's our role of being the public four-year college to make sure that we're providing these support services back to the community. So the identity of some of our Berkshire businesses are going to have the need for rising managers, are having the need for leadership change in the future, whether it's through retirement or transitions. But they understand that they need to build their base. And part of building that base is making sure that their employees are educated to the next level, whether they're looking for new management positions, whether they're looking for new leadership, a promotion, pay raises or pay increases. But what can they do right here in their own backyard to make sure that they understand the needs that are happening in our businesses, industries, in the Berkshires?
So what are some of the, like, what are the top three things that you're hearing that, that businesses need right now?
Well, our students are saying to us, leadership skills, dealing with difficult management situations that they might find themselves in.
Does that really happen?
So it just helps them build their confidence so that they can be better, stronger leaders. Another would be the financial end, in being able to be a strategic thinker around financial analysis and projections and looking at all the assumptions and seeing models that work and don't work and coming up with innovation strategies. So, you know, in every one of our classes, we're integrating current issues that are happening in business today so that they can apply them to their work experience.
So it's been a long time since I've been directly involved in MBA things, but is it sort of case-based that you mm-hmm. do case work? Can you explain how that works?
Yeah. Students are first they have access to cases. They're learning about the topic and the content, and they're applying that to a case analysis. And then they're working with a team to actually come up with some ideas of how to solve a problem or how to evaluate a case and come up with their suggestions.
So they're looking at real-world things yes. that happen in real-world businesses. It's not made up, you know,
right. and that's,
theoretical.
And somebody who hasn't been in school for a long time, a couple decades, this is a model that works well for them. They're not taking tests or exams or quizzes. They're actually using their own skills that they bring to the table and adding value to what they've currently learned, as well as other students who are at different ages and different industries. And together, they're just enriching their own experience. So somebody who hasn't been in school for a while, this is just a great model for them. A very builds their confidence.
Experience-based, it sounds
like. It's experience-based.
Do you find that, how do you overcome that hesitancy that, oh, I'm going to be with a bunch of 20-somethings, I don't know if I can do this. How does that work?
Because they're not with a bunch of 20-something.
Okay.
If you look at our profile, we have a wide range of people who are maybe just a few that are right out of school, some that have been out of school for 10 years, some for 20 years, some for 30 years. You know, we have this wonderful cross-section of ages, industries, business sectors, so they really can educate everybody about their experiences, and they learn a lot from everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And it can be scary for adult learners to look to go back to school. Maybe they haven't been in the classroom for a while. They haven't been in a college environment for a bit. And it can be intimidating. And that's where it's really helpful to attend these information sessions. So they can sit with Amy individually, and she can introduce them to other students, have them see what may be a best fit for them in the cohort, and understand that this work is doable, that they can balance their work life, their family life together, and also continuing their educational career.
Now, are any of these, and I know that they're not courses, they're sort of projects, do you have to be degree bound for it? Is there an opportunity, as there are in some other subjects, to take a chunk of the learning rather than have it lead to the MBA, or is it you're in the whole program or you're not?
You're in the whole program. Yeah.
And
because that really gives them the whole breadth of all the different topics, and it puts it together so that they can achieve that MBA.
So if someone is looking to augment their skills, but they can't quite commit to an MBA right now, are there other financial courses or leadership courses elsewhere in MCLA or maybe undergrad that they could take to kind of get themselves ready?
We do. We have a very robust undergraduate program with over 90 different programs to study from through majors, concentrations, and minors. The business department is one of the better feeding grounds for a student who might be going into the MBA, but they could also be looking at arts management, for example, as an undergraduate program, a psychology student, a student who might be in the English program or communications program, a student who may be in one of the STEM fields. And when we first talked about the program at the beginning of the show, it's bringing in students from all over the industries across Berkshire County to help them bring them to the next level. And the dynamics of our undergraduate program really allows them core liberal arts. So they're having their foundation courses as well as a concentration area within the businesses or within the sciences or social sciences as well. So the undergraduate program is a very nice opportunity to position a student well in whatever major they may be to have them enter into the MBA.
So that could be for a hesitant student, they might do a financial management, or I'm just making it up. I don't know what the course would be, but something related to business that they could take it and say, I love this. I want to go back to school.
Absolutely. Or if someone just is looking to take one class and to get their feet wet again, to get back into the learning mode, could be really helpful. And we would have our admissions counselors sit down and work with them to choose what the most appropriate class is. We also have several advisors, success coaches, learning services, opportunities on campus to make sure that the student feels well supported and are not left alone to try to figure out the work and navigate the college process. There are people there for support.
Yeah. What's a success coach? I could have used that when I was an undergrad, I think.
So a success coach, and I think, Amy, you've played the role of a success coach before, is a faculty member or a mentor who helps the student navigate a particular class or a particular major and is there as an additional support and helps lead those students to make sure that they're getting the right resources to be successful.
So if somebody's feeling a little over their head or what do I do next, you go see your success coach and they help you out?
Yeah, we have a lot of support for all different kinds of needs at MCLA. I also wanted to just give an example that just of a student, of somebody who's applying to our MBA program that has been working professionally for decades, but just graduated her last child from MCLA. And so she's now saying, it's my turn to go back to school and get an MBA. So, you know, it's never too late.
And do you find, is there a big percentage that go right from undergrad to MBA, or there's usually a kind of a gap in between?
I mean, right now we usually have a few students who go straight through. And I find that, you know, many people like to go off and work for a couple of years and get some experience and then come back.
And things don't work with credits anymore like they used to in the dark ages when I went to school. There's not a certain amount of credits you have for this MBA program. It's just you have to take the whole thing. Is that
30 credits. 10 classes, 30 credits.
Okay.
And you have to have a 3.0 to graduate.
And it's all into 18 months.
18 months, which goes by very fast. It's one class at a time. Yeah. It's not like you're juggling all these other classes. You can easily focus on one class that's very manageable.
And are you in session in the summer as well?
Yes, or? It's a year-round. Right, so it's one summer that they go through. They start in September, take two classes in the fall, two in the spring, two in the summer, two in the fall, and the last two in the spring.
So you've got a cohort right now that's
halfway through
toward the end, and the new cohort would start
in September.
Okay.
And I think one of the nice pieces to highlight about the program also is we have our outstanding faculty from our business program that teaches in the MBA. We also, for those subject areas that are a little unique, we bring in industry leaders from the Berkshires. So people that they may have been working with or have heard about or have read about before, they're actually having classes with. People
Very
who have
cool.
actual expertise in certain areas that are happening right now in the development of Berkshire County, as well as the additional outstanding resources of our faculty.
So do they do lectures? Is it lecture format or are they just in the classroom with the students?
On those Saturdays where it's in person, there probably will be a lecture, but there's a lot of class participation throughout the day and guest speakers and team projects. Yeah, it's very interactive.
Sounds like it's a lot of great networking opportunity with the heads of businesses, too.
Yeah.
Do you encourage, does the students get mixed up with the business groups? that exist in the Berkshires, are they encouraged to go to? How does that work?
Well, we invite them to participate the best they can. But again, these are busy people who don't necessarily have a lot of time, but they have gone to some events that were offered to them. Mm-hmm. It all depends.
And by being in the Innovation Center, the students also have access to all the programming and events,
right,
the speaker series that are happening at the BIC as well. And that's one of the really nice partnerships that we have with them, is that our students have exposure to everything that their industry professionals have.
Yeah. We talked about banking a little bit. What other kinds of businesses are emerging here in the Berkshires that are needing smart people that come out of your program? That changes from time to time. The word used to be, in the immortal words of Dustin Hoffman's friend, plastics. But what are the leading industries now that people are looking to recruit into?
So through the Innovation Center, we are seeing a rise in the biotech and biomedical fields. I mean, Boyd Technologies is certainly leading the way in those areas, as well as some of the other major businesses that have been partners with the Innovation Center right now. We're working very closely with Berkshire Health Systems. We're working very closely with our cultural partners in the area, because they all need business leaders and business and industry opportunities within their organizations. Nonprofits, we have several of our alums who are in the nonprofit industry that are helping to raise up those organizations. And then we're also right now, as a result of some of the design and thought that happened in the MPA program, through our environmental studies program, UCLA, we were able to build out a leadership, outdoor leadership program as a minor, through some of the thought process and the connections that we made through the MBA program that trickles down into our undergrad fields.
Say more about outdoor leadership and what that means.
Sure. So it's grounded in our environmental studies program, and it's five courses that students can take that are designed for a structure in leadership in the outdoor industry and outdoor fields. So we've had success in partnerships with Berkshire East, Zor Outdoors, who has expressed a need for these types of skill sets. Ramble Wild, Jiminy Peak have all been outstanding partners to make sure that the students are getting this success, and it's partnering some of our business courses and our environmental studies courses that really thrive in the thick, rich environment of the Berkshires.
Yeah, it sounds like it's unique to hear. We are reading a lot about AI these days. Can you talk about the tech sector a little bit and leadership there and what might be going on?
Well, I mean, it's huge.
It's here to stay.
It's here to stay, and it's here to make sure that our students understand how it can be a tool in their toolbox. And so we're always talking about it, very mindful of the challenges that exist. And I'm teaching a marketing strategies class in September, and I'm using AI as I'm integrating AI into best practices so that students at least know how, and we can start talking about the future, and we can incorporate it. So, you know, I think AI is a challenge, as we all have been talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. How about the tech sector in general in terms of people that might go to the big tech companies that have outposts here?
I mean, I think our students are looking at what kinds of opportunities are available to them, and some of them are very tech savvy, and they are familiar with those jobs and what gaps they have in order to fill those gaps to apply for those jobs. And we talk with our students a lot about, you know, looking at those job descriptions and looking at those companies to see how they could be eligible for those positions.
And it's daunting, I bet. I would be remiss if I did not at least mention that there's a lot of turmoil in higher education right now for a variety of reasons. And I wonder how all of you think about that and think about the environments on campus and how you fit into the structure of what's happening in the world, because we're pretty isolated here, but not that isolated. So how do you think about that?
Yeah. That's a very good question, Alan. And the world is constantly changing every day right now. And we had talked about before, it's a challenge, but it also with the challenge comes the opportunity. So we've been fortunate enough to go through our regional reaccreditation, our NECHI accreditation, and came out with very positive reviews, which also then led us into our strategic planning process for the next 5 years. So right now we're critically looking at the opportunity for growth and design to make sure that our students are well supported, our faculty have the tools that they need to be successful in an ever-changing world, also with ever-changing technology, as we just talked about. And at the same time, what is those rising partnerships and rising industries so we're educating our students for the growth in the future? The beauty about being grounded in liberal arts is our students are learning a little bit, but a lot about everything, and it's making them extremely dynamic professionals once they leave. So they're not only going to be able to talk about the business world, but they're going to have a foundation of understanding how cultural fits into that business world, how the arts fit into that business world, how the sciences come into that business world. So we're hearing from a lot of national and local employers that they love liberal arts-based students because they're going to train them how they need them in their industry anyways once they get there. But they need to have critical thinkers. They need to have students who are not going to freak out when they have a problem, but are going to be able to think through that. Students who are not afraid to step up and lead. Students who are going to have the skill sets in a lot of different disciplines to be able to problem solve and to help them build and grow their companies.
Yeah, liberal arts is a wonderful thing. Let's talk about federal funding. How are you all thinking about that, and how important is that in the scheme of things at MCLA? Are you having to think about alternative sources of funding? How does it work with the state? Because, again, as we said before, we work in a state that values education.
Absolutely. We're very, very fortunate to be in Massachusetts. And every single day, our leadership teams are looking at our federal grants and making sure that we have those opportunities for those federal grants and not compromising the work that we do for our students and the growth and the opportunities of students. We do have plans in place in case we do have struggles or challenges with some of those federal grant opportunities, but we're working every single day to make sure that our students are receiving the most powerful, high caliber education they can with the tools that we have in place right now.
Speaking of those tools, have you lost any research funding? Federal research funding or any?
We have not. We're not an institution that receives that type of level of grant opportunities. But we're like I said, we are very, very proud to be a public liberal arts college. And with that, we are very proud that we're one of the top 10 in the country as a public liberal arts college, and also number 2 in public colleges in the nation in social mobility status. So that means that we're taking students who may be coming from lower economic developed backgrounds, and we're raising them up. We're providing them a very strong bachelor's degree, even MBA educations, that those students are making more money than their family is once they graduate, and being able to support and bring their families with them to a new life, to a new social experience.
So it really is a big opportunity in a variety of ways for people to be socially mobile. But again, back to the federal funding, is it mostly on the student end, like Pell Grants or scholarships, where everybody's going to feel the pinch?
At this point right now, like I said, we're looking very, very closely at the federal grants that we do have and to make sure that we have support systems in place in case that we something does happen and things do change with the awarding of those grants.
What are the things that you have in place now from the feds?
So we do have the Pell Grant program, as you mentioned. We do have a TRIO program, as you mentioned, and we have...
Yeah. Can you say what those things are? What's a Pell Grant for people that may not know?
Oh, Pell Grant is financial support for students who are coming from lower income backgrounds. And we have scholarships that are helping those students to be able to manage the affordability of the college.
And what's a TRIO grant that you just mentioned?
Sure. So TRIO is very similar in a way where students, it helps raise students up who are coming from economically challenging backgrounds that allow them additional support services and needs through the college. And we do have a very, very strong, as we mentioned before, success coaches, success programming, tutoring services, counseling services that we already work hand in hand with the TRIO program in.
Mm-hmm. And how are you thinking about the national environment in your strategic planning? Because it's a great time to be doing strategic planning.
Absolutely. That's where we're very fortunate to be doing strategic planning right now, is to understand what's happening on the national floor is constantly changing. And so we want to be true to the nature of our liberal arts, and true to the nature that we're really making sure that our students are receiving diverse educational experiences that are going to allow them opportunities to grow for new jobs that may be as a result of some of the work that's being done in the federal government for the future.
So in the remaining minutes that we have, talk a little bit about, somebody got really excited about MCLA from hearing this, I would hope, and they want to figure out how to enroll in the MBA program or in another program, and they might not be, it might be September, it might be January, it might be next summer. Can you just tell us, Amy, you know, what the steps are for somebody who's interested?
Step one would be go to our website, MCLA MBA, and review that our pages, and then sign up for an info session, which that information session would just be an overview and also an opportunity to respond to their questions. Applications are due in August, and classes start in September. We start one group each year. So if you don't apply this summer, you can apply during the year. We have a rolling, you know, admissions kind of thing, and they could join next September's cohort. But we're always available for questions and for exploration.
And when do classes start in September?
September 3rd.
Okay. So it's before Labor Day? I'm trying
right
to remember.
Right after.
Right after.
I think. And no, before. I'm not sure.
Okay. And paperwork and all of that is available online?
It's a very easy application process. It's just they fill out an application, they get three references, provide a resume, a personal statement, and transcripts.
So you don't have to have, you do have to have transcripts.
Yeah.
From whatever institution you went to last.
And if they went to MCLA, we can pull it ourselves.
Sure, sure. How about for the undergrad program? What do people need to do? And if somebody just wants to take a course, how do you access that?
Sure. So we're on a rolling admissions basis, so we're still accepting applications throughout the course of the summer. So if a student has just recently graduated high school and they're looking to attend MCLA for the fall semester, if a student is transferring from another institution, maybe they're home for the summer and not interested in going back to that school for whatever reason, or like you said, Ellen, they're just interested in taking one or two classes for the semester to get their feet wet and to get back into the educational system. We work very closely with our admissions office. The application processes are very simple, and the applications are free to the college. And we would encourage students sooner than later to be able to apply so that we can work with them closely, not only for their acceptance, but also if they're transferring for their credit evaluations, and with our financial aid department to make sure that we have scholarships and aid if needed for them as well.
Well, I thank you very much, Dr. Josh Mendel of MCLA, Chief of Staff there, and for Amy Shapiro, who coordinates the MBA program. We appreciate your being with us today. I'm stop here. We're going to do another take, and they're going to edit this. Because I screwed that up.
Oh, the final
thought. I can't stop this thing. Stop. Okay, so again. And so we're going to stop here, and I thank you very much. We've been having a fascinating... What's going on? Sometimes this happens. Take three. I thank you very much for being with me this morning on Morning Drive. Amy Shapiro, who is the program coordinator of the MBA program at MCLA, and Dr. Josh Mendel, who is the chief of staff at MCLA. They suggest you go to their website for more information or to sign up for that program. Thanks for being with us this morning. This is Morning Drive. I'm Ellen Speer. Have a wonderful day.